by day. We're fucking idiots and didn't turn the mic on.
Yeah, we're too worried about if the TV was gonna, you know, show up on the recording. But here we are, another week at
But I Don't Know
podcast.
And you're listening to Jenna
and Ariane, if you didn't already know.
And we are going to be posting weekly now, so you can expect a new post every Monday.
That's right.
Woo! As long as I get it all edited. I'm not sure exactly what time it'll be on Mondays, but
we're working out the kinks. You know, we're kind of busy. It's been a busy weekend, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, so, Ariane, how are you?
I'm doing pretty okay. Doing pretty good. I'm drinking a Angry Orchard hard cider rosé with made with rare French red flesh apples, if you didn't already know. How are you, Jenna?
I like that it says red flesh apples.
Well, but you know.
It was also provided to us again by Lindsay because
we're broke.
You can donate to us on Patreon.
Good segue.
I'm doing fine. I've been having a pretty good weekend, as you probably know. Because
if you follow us on Instagram.
My oldest sister is in town, and that means my niece and nephew are also in town, and we've been killing it.
Yeah. Hashtag Summer Rachel. I'm trying to put that in so she'll listen.
Yeah, we're trying to get her to listen, but we're also scared that she won't like our bitching.
Yeah. Well, your dad doesn't like my topic today. He told me, he's like, I don't like it. It's not right.
Well, Dad picked my topic, so he has to listen to it.
Yeah, I suppose. He'll probably listen to the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, he'll be like, you guys sound really good, and then
you make
listen.
A great team.
Well, so there's not really much new going on besides the fact that we have a schedule going on and we're hoping to get on Spotify soon. We're still working out.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
And we're also working on getting another mic. And that's our older sister.
Yeah, sorry it might be loud, but there are even more people than normal here, which there's already like a million people here to begin with.
This is a commune. No, actually, it's a tribe.
Really, it's like the clan of all of us.
Yeah.
And here you hear my nephew, Raiden, being excited about whatever he's watching on TV.
I think it's HGTV.
Is it?
I'm not sure. But I feel as enthusiastic about this new podcast idea that I have.
Well, let's hear your new topic.
Okie dokie. So this week, I'm going to do the conspiracy theory called The Matrix.
Ooh.
I know you've seen the movies, right?
Yes.
And I love them because I love Keanu Reeves. Shout out. I hope you're listening. Friend of the podcast. But so for those of you that don't know, so I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. And this is straight off of Wiki because, okay, I'm just going to say it. I like Wikipedia. It gives me a good overview. And if I wanted, I could look in further with different, probably more reliable websites. But I think I like it. I mean, high school teachers of mine, said that it was a source. So I take their word for it.
Hey, you know what? We never claim to be professionals. Actually, we claim to be unprofessional.
Exactly.
Just providing you knowledge we find on
the
internet.
We're just talking into the air at this point. But okay. So, as you know, in the movies, it depicts a dystopian future in which reality is perceived as perceived. Yes, which, please edit this. I'll go again. Depicts a dystopian future in which reality as perceived by most humans as actually a simulated reality called the Matrix. And it's created by sentient beings, machines. I don't know why I put beings before machines. And it sounds like I'm saying beans, but I'm saying B-E-I-N-G-S. And to subdue the human population while using their bodies, electricity and heat activity as an energy source. And that's basically it. But there's more just because there is a main character, Keanu. And
also it goes by Neo.
Yes. But I use his first name because we're like that.
We're
on that friendship basis. But, you know, that's just the basis of what it is. And I had a couple questions, as I always do, as I'm reading. So, in the story, there's, like, these robotic alien things that are basically the antagonists, and they're the ones that are using us, essentially, as batteries. So, my first question was, who created the machines / aliens? And it's like, you don't know, because it's...
Okay, so it's been a long time since I've seen
it. I watched it recently.
Is it the Mr. Smiths that are what you're talking about?
What do you, I don't know what you're talking about.
The guys.
No. These are, like, the human antagonists. Like, they're not really human.
But they're chasing Neo, right?
Right, because they know that he's
aren't the they called Mr. Smith?
I think. I didn't look that into it. I should probably watch the movie. But, I guess they're, like, in black suits. Men in black kind
yeah,
of thing.
With, yeah, I think yeah. they're the Mr. Smiths.
Okay. We're just gonna go with whatever Jenna said. Respectively. And another question I had was, what was used before the human batteries? And I know in a lot of, like, alien dystopian movies, there's, like, always, like, they used up some planet or they killed, like, a bunch of people because they couldn't use them anymore. And I think this is kind of the basis, like, this whole idea that we're always resources. We're never, like, seen as equals because mm-hmm. they are greater than us in that sense. And then... the goal of the Matrix, the conspiracy, because people actually think this is going on every single day in real life.
And we have no way to prove or disprove it.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things where it really makes you think a little, you know? So then the goal of the Matrix is to have a system that creates forces that have dominion over you and the world. And I say you with a big Y.
Because it's Y-O-U.
Y-O-U. So then... I looked into it more, and the website that I use for this is actually called, because I like to give out sources.
And I'm the unprofessional one that doesn't.
TheMatrixHasYou.org, or org.com, yes. Or wait, no, it's .org.com. Anyway, I don't know.
That's weird. It's bold,
it's probably org, and I just put com because I was like, I should probably cite all these. I don't want to be rude. Okay, so then the symptoms of you're being trapped by the Matrix, and it's like 9 different symptoms, and they all seem the same, like when I was writing them down, but there's like differences with all of them. So number one, your main source of news is the traditional news, which is like CNN, Fox News, E! News, ET Entertainment, something, I don't know.
Yeah,
Just all those different ones that you see that don't really publicize news. It's just a distraction so you don't actually think about what's going on in, like, the real world, quote-unquote. So then the second one is you believe most or all of what the government and media tells you. Kind of is the same as the first one, but... there are people that are really gullible, like the people that think every article on Facebook are real kind of thing. And I think that's the idea that's going for. Hi.
Hi.
Quinn just made his cameo. Oh, he's eating his strawberry shortcake with banana bread ice cream. Or wait, what?
Banana bread and ice cream.
Bye. Bye. Whatever. So then the third one is you readily accept what you are told by the powers that be, even without proof. See that?
That all kind of sounds very similar.
It does.
But maybe this is more of an allusion to religion.
Wait, illusion or illusion?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, makes sense.
Illusion isn't a word. Illusion or allusion. It's with an A or an I.
I know allusion is like connecting one thing to another. In literature, right?
Yeah.
And then... illusion is, it's there, but it's not.
I would think illusion then. But, what? See, because what I'm saying is that...
wait, is it the R or the E? Or the I I'm thinking of? We're really having this conversation, you guys.
I don't know. I feel like, what I was just saying, maybe it's an allusion to religious ties and stuff like that. Like, there's no physical proof and... yes, some people may disagree, but
that's okay.
There's actually no physical proof or anything like that. So maybe that's what this one's talking about instead of the other ones.
Yeah, and I wrote these down so we could kind of... because it made sense to me reading it one beer in. But, you know, I don't know. So then I read that one. The fourth one is you believe that no conspiracies exist and that the world is a pretty solid and obvious place.
So they're really not talking about us.
No, it's just like you're not conscious. I think it's what it is. And I that comes along later in my... And as soon as I finish, like, those different symptoms, I'll explain later what that means. And then the fifth one is you live your life in your little cocoon and don't think outside of it. And honestly, I think that's what most people want because they're too afraid of actually feeling stressed.
Like, it's a lot easier to live that way.
Yeah, and you just kind of, I don't know, let all this bad shit happen around you and then not really cater to other people's lives and feelings.
It's like those people that say, you know, like, I don't believe in politics because it's stupid. And it's like, no, you don't believe in politics because it's stressful.
Right, and I can see that too. There's different people that believe in those different things because I can think of a lot of different examples. But anyway, so six, you occasionally catch a glimpse of the truth, but you quickly discard it or ignore it until you hashtag think it, or not fucking hashtag, quotes, think it goes away. Yeah, I remember the first existential crisis I had. I was like, is this real? What am I? Am I just a speck in this universe? And it felt weird because it wasn't like a chill, but like my brain was like awoken kind of thing. And then it just went away. And I was like, whoa, that was crazy. I want to do that again. And I do it every single day at work.
I wonder what I'm doing over half the time.
And then the seventh one is you are content to allow many of the throngs that you happen to see and continue to allow as they don't affect you. Affect your little world and those in it. So basically, you're selfish, but it's a kind of selfish where it's like a protective defense, so you don't get attached to different like negatives that's going around, going around or on in the world. Oops, wrong word. And then the eighth one, and I have one more after the eighth one. You believe the lie that there's nothing. What? Oh. You believe the lie that there's nothing, quote unquote, or you can do, really, to change anything. And I think that's just an imitation thing. Or, yeah, that's right. Like, you're being intimidated.
Intimidated, not imitation. I was, like, looking at you like, what?
I'm not drunk. And, you know, because we have laws and people, like, I feel like certain people get worse charges, like, if they do commit any laws to scare the other, the latter, you know? Like, it's not that, like, I'm sure if it was somebody else, it wouldn't be that serious.
A good example is, like, the people who say, like, well, my vote doesn't really matter, even if I vote, and it's like, well,
it does,
but in the grand scheme of things, it might not seem like it does.
Right, right, and it's just, I could go into a lot of different examples, but not this podcast, I will say that.
We'll save that for a little bit later when you guys trust us a little bit
more. Yeah, that we're not total idiots.
So, even though we are.
We are pretty much idiots. Okay, so you believe the lie that there's nothing... Oh, God damn, I just read that one. You feel powerless, and this is the last one. You feel powerless against any wrongs you happen to see and use that as an excuse for not getting involved. And... Oh, excuse me. That was the example that you were getting at. Like, people choose not to do it because it becomes too much for them, and it would take effort to give a shit, basically. And you should
care. Well, it's way harder to give a shit than it is to just decide, like, oh, I'm just going to pretend like I'm living without, you know, my life changing anyone else's life.
Yeah, and I think that's really unfair because... What if it was the other way around? You know, you have to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes to understand that life isn't, like,
It's kind of like that turning point of every movie or book you've read or seen, you know what I mean, where it's like, if that character didn't do that one thing, that whole book or movie wouldn't exist.
Exactly, exactly. One could say it's like the climax.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of realize, and I'm not just saying, like, in the philosophical kind of mindset. Yeah. And, you know, it's not just that. I think you should want to be able to make a difference, even if it just affects one person. But, like I said, you know, I don't know. So... Another question that I had, And this was in the article as well on the website. Does it matter to the quote unquote ruling body that millions are in poverty? And I actually Googled it. There's approximately 7.6 billion, but I'm sure everyone already knew that.
That's a shame.
Yeah, a lot of people in the world. And I didn't Google this part. How many people are in poverty? I should laugh at that. Edit that out.
We will edit this.
Oh, my gosh. So, I found it.
Out of 7.6 billion people, there are
nearly one half of the world's population, more than 3 billion people live in, and it's just like extreme poverty, and 1 billion children are in that. So that's wild.
That's fucked up.
It is, truly. And no, they don't give a shit because they see that there's enough people, there's enough quote unquote batteries. And I use quotes a lot just because this is one of those where it could go either way. I don't really know. Yeah. We don't have proof, but it's a really interesting theory to think about because shit, it might be true with all the crap that's going on in the world. And they just kind of see them as really a burden. So yeah, they want to exterminate them by any means possible because they're wasting like food and resources that could go on to like batteries that are making a difference or like can afford to sustain their presence.
It's like my thought process. I don't want to get too far into the political sense of it, but if you're a human being and you're alive, you deserve to have the comfortable living experience. You know, you deserve to have every need taken care of to the bare minimum, at least to where you're comfortable.
Right. I agree. It's unfortunate that a lot of people don't because, you know, under different circumstances.
But it's I think the American society that's really bad with
the,
this.
The Western, that, yeah, you know.
It's like where we worked for this, so we should get it. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I agree to that. But also the ones that are trying to work for it can't get up anywhere. So
right, because they're always being put down or honestly,
if you're born
it's
in
kind of like
social class,
caste, a caste system,
if you're
really
born in that social class, it's really hard to get out of it.
It's just crazy that we even have this shit. Because someone has more animals on their farm, you know, kind of thing. And whenever I was reading this article, which is by, where is it?
Da, 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 where is it?
I think this was, God damn it. You guys, I swear I write this down. I think it's, oh, it's right here. MordenTobble.weebly.com. And I really, really enjoyed this article because not only was it expanding more on the theory, but it also connected it to a lot of different things that I wouldn't even think of myself.
Yeah.
Which is basically this whole podcast. So one of the first things that was brought up was consciousness, which I looked it up because I like looking at definitions. And it's a state of being awake and being aware of one's surrounding. So that's the first part of the matrix, is that you awaken and you can see the lines behind all the drawings, like, you know. Well, the sketches behind all the paintings is a better example.
I guess it's the part where Neo comes out of the matrix and he's like in that nasty.
Right. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't know what it is,
gunk. It's like keeping his body stable, but also being able to use his electricity and his heat for batteries. It's like powering their reality, the machines.
Yeah.
So then consciousness, and then the next stage of, I guess, the matrix would be information processing theory. And that's basically focusing on the inner psychic. And it's looked upon as a symbolic information processing. And this analogy is synonymous with the kind of processing that happens with computers. Because as you know, computers pick up patterns, which is how they're able to predict things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a form of consciousness, but it's not quite there because there's no free will. So then the last thing that connected this all together was the dream hypothesis, which is exactly what it sounds like. Is life just a dream? And the question that goes along with that is whether we dream this long dream, which is life, question mark, and then how can we know that we are not lying somewhere dreaming the whole world. And it's like, whoa. And then my last thing that I thought was really cool about this, and I, you know, would one day like to come back to this because I think it's so cool, is the philosopher René Descartes credited his own version of the dream hypothesis, and this was like his thesis question, I guess. How can I know that I'm not being decepted by an evil demon concerning all realization? And I think around this time, religion was a huge part of, like, the whole philosophy kind of...
human essence.
Yeah, you know? And, you know, this time, like, free thinking or anything but, like, Christianity or Catholicism, it was seen as evil.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't see it that way because he's a little bit more conscious. I see that. The word of the day. So I thought it was cool that he kind of just made it how every science fiction story is. And is it just I'm being chased by something bad? So then, along with this, it's also called, like, the brain in the jar theory, which is basically, and, like, this is, like, my quick summary. Basically, one day, we'll be able to surgically operate on a human brain in a jar while being able to connect it to a computer and plugging all kinds of data and information so that the brain can think like it's a human being, implying that we're all just brains in jars.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's basically the whole Matrix movie, if you really think about it.
Except just bodies instead of brains.
Right. And it was just really cool because I remember one of my favorite parts of the Matrix movie was Keanu, or I guess Neo, not Keanu, Neo being able to use his eyes for the first time and then being like, why do my eyes hurt? And then Morpheus is like, because you've never used them before. I was like, oh my God, that is so deep. As like an 8-year-old. It's been a long time.
It's like that one meme where it's like listening to a song as like an 8-year-old and you're like, turn it up. And it's like this really fucked up song about like sex and drugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you have no experience with
What's that one song that's like written about meth? It's like Half Charmed Life or something like that.
I don't know.
It's like really fucked up. But it's like such a like fun and happy going song. And then you realize what it's really about. And it's like, God damn.
Well, I, was curious to know, relating to your topic, if you've ever heard of glitches in the Matrix.
Yep.
Well, there's a really good, like, subreddit about it, where... Which,
I tried using Reddit. I've never used it before, because it kind of reminds me of 4chan, but I know it's totally different, and it's, like, better, Reddit is.
Reddit is a very interesting
And I don't know if it's real or not. That's my whole thing.
Well... It's more of like a, people go on there and they write their own stories or, they write their own experiences mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like if you go into no sleep that you're supposed to like suspend all, your like understanding of true knowledge and you're supposed to wholeheartedly believe no sleep stories. So they're written like they are actually real though they are not.
Okay. So but, none of them are real.
Well, no sleep story is real.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you go on to other things, there's tons of things on Reddit.
It's very overwhelming for me, and I like things simple.
But, I mean...
a simple kind of gal.
I thought you might be interested in... So, I was just on Reddit, and it's Ask Reddit, what is the creepiest glitch in the Matrix you've experienced?
Is this real?
Well, these are supposed to be real stories.
So they're not.
They're supposed to be really real.
I just want to know.
But I don't know if these people are telling the truth.
Okay.
It's just like if anyone posts something on Facebook, you don't know if they're telling the truth.
Well, I can tell the difference with Facebook. But I just don't know with Reddit, but I know a lot of people read it.
But, I mean, supposedly these are true stories that are, like, their own glitches in the Matrix.
Okay.
So, here's one that's kind of a short one. It says, so before my husband and I were married, we lived separately. He would come over and spend time and then leave after later that night at, like, 11 or 12. He left one night out my front door, which has three locks, a lock on the knob, a deadbolt, and what I call a hotel lock. It's a lock that you flip the long piece over the short peg.
Oh, I know those locks.
And then the door can only be opened a few inches. When he left, he used his key to unlock the to lock the knob in Deadpool, but I thought...
Stop on my knob.
All right, you're making this very hard. But I thought to myself, I have to go lock the hotel lock. I come down, and it's locked already. Absolutely no way could he have locked it from the outside. And then here's another one. It says, I heard the upstairs neighbors get into yet another fight at 3 a.m. Plates were thrown on the ground and etc. Very noisy as it's directly above me. I found out the next day that my upstairs neighbor had moved out 3 weeks ago and that the flat was vacant and completely empty. There are just three flats in the block. First floor elderly couple, us on the second, and then the third floor.
Dun, dun, dun. Bitch. That's spooky. And then whenever you think about it, you're like, oh, it must be a ghost. Like, it makes it any better.
Or it's just a glitch in the Matrix.
True, true.
And here's one more that I'll read for you guys. It says, I used to love drawing portraits when I was younger, but I wasn't very good at it, so I threw them away a lot of time. But one day, I drew one that I was really, really proud of, so I kept it. About a week or so later, we had a new girl start in our class, and I thought she looked super familiar. And a few days into the week, I realized that it was because she was the girl I had drawn.
No.
I went home and found the drawing, and sure enough, nearly identical. Nearly because I was 10 and unskilled. And it freaked me out, and I felt weird about drawing portraits of nobody ever since.
God, that would spook me.
And then there's a comment to that that said, I once drew my dream boyfriend, and I saw him at a bus stop half a week later. I was 14 and never saw him again after that.
God. I hope she fell in love.
Well, or she never saw him.
He or she.
Or they. She, yeah. I mean, I can't assume. But
that's really, really interesting.
So, I mean, I definitely say...
I don't think I've ever had a glitch in the Matrix, though, because I think I'd be freaked out.
I can't think of any at the top of my head. I mean, I think it kind of does tie into the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, where you might think it's a glitch in the Matrix, but in actuality, it's like, honestly, just...
A coincidence.
Yeah, in the synchronicity phenomenon, where it just comes to the forefront of your mind because of something, you know, very similar. I mean, it's very possible, like, the girl that saw her dream boyfriend possibly saw this boy without realizing it and then saw him again. I mean, they live in the same town.
That's true. But I think a lot of the times that I kind of have those experiences of deja vu, I most of the time dreamt about it, and it was like kind of like a cutscene in my dreams, because I have those kinds of dreams where it's like movie plots, but I'm the star of the movie, obviously. And then the commercials are like these, like, they don't make any sense, but they're in there somehow, kind of separating so that I know it's a dream. And then, like, a few weeks later, I'll just be, like, holding a pen, and then I get, like, a shock. Like, oh, shit. I felt this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of felt like I had a little clairvoyance, but I was actually just having deja vu.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't that damn special.
Which you gave the perfect segue.
Whoa.
Into my topic. But I'm going to point out
it's
that...
It's almost like it's deja vu.
Oh, shut up. Because she used my laptop to research her topic today. And all my articles were still open. So she knows that my topic today is deja vu.
I love the concept of it because I've experienced it before and it freaked me out. But then once you kind of learn how to control it, it kind of ends, which is unfortunate.
I can't control deja vu. I don't know if it's even a controllable thing.
Well, I always knew when I was going to have it, and then I would,
I never knew. I'll have you explain that to me.
Okay.
But let me explain...
let me explain you a thing.
Let me explain what I've learned about deja vu.
Go.
So, whoops, I just moved my chair. So, deja vu is a really hard topic to actually look into because we know very little about it.
Which, why the hell not? It's such a human thing to experience.
But there's no discernible explanation for why we're feeling this.
Right.
So, deja vu means, in French, already seen. Da, da, da.
Really?
Yeah. Which, because it's that, you know, overwhelming sense of familiarity you feel. And so... it's something that you shouldn't be familiar with at all in actuality. So maybe sometimes when we think we're feeling deja vu, it's not actually a deja vu because it's something that we're disconnected to. We have no idea why we're feeling it. But 70% of the world's population reports having deja vu. The number is usually higher in of incidents happening in ages from 15 to 25, which I think is very interesting.
I had mine when I was younger. I always have.
I've always had some, like, deja vu experiences, and I remember them when I was younger, but I'm wondering if they do get more frequent between these ages. But it's just been reported higher in these ages.
Yeah.
Maybe kids don't realize, and that's why it hasn't been reported as much. But I'd like to talk about one of the reasons we might have it. So, there's something called temporal lobe epilepsy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and
that's a scary word.
So, I kind of went into it and learned a little bit more. So, deja vu can usually happen just prior to a seizure, during, or in between moments of a seizure. So, these seizures are the most common type of focal seizures, and they last about 1 to 2 minutes, and it usually stimulates the amygdala. Amygdala, thank you, and hippocampus, which I would like to say, my time in AP Psychology, which, rest in peace, my wonderful AP Psych teacher. She just passed away recently.
Rest in paradise.
Yeah. She was so good, and she helped me pass the AP exam.
Aww.
And she passed from breast cancer recently, so
that's
donate
really sad,
to breast cancer research. Well, we had to learn about the, you know, parts of the brain, and the amygdala and the hippocampus both have memory ties. So,
right.
The hippocampus deals with more, like, memory with the long-term and short-term, and the amygdala deals with, like, memory but also decision-making, which I think this is a really important idea to understand and to cover. Me, personally, I've had some type of seizures. I don't know what they were called, and I really don't know what, like, the reason was. We got a whole bunch of kind of testing and stuff, but when I was younger, there was no actual rhyme or reason why I had these seizures, and I don't know if there's a specific name for them, but I do know when I was having one, that was when I was 8 years old, I remember a strong feeling of, like, this out-of-body feeling.
Oh, OBE.
Which I felt maybe might be tied into that feeling deja vu, because what was happening was my mom was helping me put in earrings for my picture day.
Aww.
And
go, Mom.
I just suddenly became unresponsive, and my brain at the time was like, Jenna, talk, talk. And I couldn't form any words. I couldn't move. And I just started leaning closer and closer to the mirror, and my mom was like, Jenna, 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 and then I'm gone.
Oh.
Like, I don't remember during the seizure at all. And then the last thing I remember was my mom shaking me awake, holding me, and she's like, Jenna, wake up, Jenna, wake up. And then we went to the ER.
Oh, no picture day?
No picture day. And I did not wear the same shirt because I thought it was cursed.
Oh.
But
hey,
it was a
happens.
Pony shirt.
I remember, I'm going to just say it out loud. Chucky hated that movie. I hated that he wore blue. I hated that he wore red. So for longest times, I hated anything that was colored like that because it just reminded me of that fear that I had as a child. So I think that's a psychological thing at that point. You don't want to be associated with any of that stuff. But I get that.
And it was the first time I wore that shirt, so
oh,
I was, like, specifically saving it for picture day.
Aww.
And I was so excited to wear it, and then I had a seizure. But
we rationalize so, like, similarly.
Yeah, that's what you get for making fun of me, bitch. But I do remember that kind of feeling where maybe it was like an out-of-body experience, but...
Whoa, it's kicking in!
I can't wait to see that show.
I know. And we're talking about Close Enough, just if you weren't wondering.
Yeah, and it hasn't come out yet. But possibly it could have been like deja vu that I've like felt that feeling before, and I had had seizures before then too, so maybe it was just like my brain knowing that.
Is it because you weren't breastfed?
I mean, I don't know.
Jokes.
My mom also lies about that a lot and says that. I don't want to include this in the podcast too much. She says that she did breastfeed me, and then she also says that she didn't. So I don't know. But also, deja vu can occur with any without any medical conditions, but it's also hard to understand why it occurs. So here's some other theories. Psychoanalysts believe that is because of simple fantasies or wish fulfillment.
Ooh.
That we have deja vu. So, like, we're kind of, you know, expecting it to happen because we want it to happen. So
that's
then
just
we,
like, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But
and then it causes, like, that familiar feeling because we've been thinking about it and wanting it to happen so long.
Yeah.
But psychiatrists, which I do believe this one to an extent, psychiatrists say it's a mismatching in the brain that causes the brain to mistake the present for the past,
which kind of leans on the like theory of like what is time. Well, I know it's not a theory, but it's definitely, you know, a science thing.
I can't think of it.
We're not professionals.
We are really dumb.
We just know how to read.
And barely that, apparently. Because Ariane's always reading her notes going, what? What's that saying? Maybe she should type out her shit.
Even though I wrote it like 2 hours before.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
So parapsychologists believe that it is related to past life experiences.
From a past life.
Which, if you're just tuning in, you can go tune into our other episode about past life experiences.
Or watch them all and then lead up to this one.
And Ariane said, watch. You can't watch a podcast.
Oh.
Stupid bitch. Let's so just drag funny. Ariane for the rest of this podcast.
Oh, it's so funny. Hi, Raina.
My amazingly awesome niece
artistic.
Is here.
Yes. Let's go save this family.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She drew a picture. Good.
Of 2D. And this is from a screen cap of Humility, their new video slash song.
And she's...
Yeah,
so,
sponsor us.
Yes, please sponsor us. I would love that. And also sponsor my niece Raina because she's going to be famous one day too.
She's going to save this family.
Raina, you have to be so damn loud when you're getting your soda. I'm just kidding.
Actually.
I am thirsty, actually.
A dunk.
Do you want one soda or all of them? I can't wait to keep all this in. Everyone's just gonna be like, Jenna's what? So mean to her niece.
No, and we're actually best buds.
You know what? I'll kick you out, Raina. I know how to edit this. But okay, fun fact about my topic: Deja Vu is also the name of a strip club here.
Oh, yeah, so classy, us mid-Missourians.
Yeah.
Clinton actually used to work for the people that owned it. Not at a strip club. At a separate business.
At a separate business.
That they also own it. They're entrepreneurs, one could say.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too far into that.
Yeah.
But Raina's checking out our setup. Like, we're real famous now.
One mic. Hashtag one mic club.
You can donate to our Patreon.
We are really begging mic. This episode, you guys.
GoFundMe.
We do need a GoFundMe. Raina, you start that so we're not asking.
I will.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Okay, so then going back to the actual podcast and whatnot.
What?
The
actual
another thing that could be like a theory for deja vu is something called source memory. Source memory is memory for when we encounter things that have actually happened to us. So recognizing that you are in a familiar situation. And there's like two types of source memory, which is like retrieving the previous situation from memory, like visiting an old place you've actually been to and remembering something you've spent from some. Oh my God. I'm gonna have to edit that.
Yeah, that's what you're ever talking about, me, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. And remembering something from the time you've spent there. I'm good.
We have a 13-year-old getting us angry.
Don't say that.
We're gonna edit this out.
We can't be saying that kind of stuff. We're gonna. Good night, Dad. Love you. So, as I was saying, so retrieving memories from, like, being in a situation or being in a place that you've been to before and remembering something from that time. So, like, if I were to go back to my old high school, I probably remember, you know, a class I had in a specific classroom because, really? Well, this is an example of source memory, you bitch.
Really with a period, not a question mark.
So
I'm on my period, you guys. I'm really moody today.
Do you really want all of our listeners to...
Yeah, so they can donate to our picture. You can edit that out.
So that Ariane could get a box of tampons, because...
I already bought... I was... maybe some white chocolates. I don't know.
So, basically, being in that situation, being in the school, will trigger memories from being there. But then there's also the feeling that you have been somewhere else due to knowledge about the source of memory. So, for example, if I were to go to, like, Rome, and I have specifically read certain things about Rome, you know, like, if I went and saw a certain statue, I might be able to... feel like that sense of familiarity because I know so much about it, you know, but I've never actually been there. It's just my knowledge that causes that feeling.
Right. Like you feel uncertain, like nostalgia.
Yeah, it's like a nostalgia, except I've never actually been there, so I can't actually be nostalgic about it.
Right.
So then I wanted to read a little bit about the Psychonomic Bulletin and Review. So it says, one factor that leads to the experience one factor that leads to the experience of deja vu. So Ann Cleary, Anthony Riles, and Jason Nomi in 2009 studied people by having a group of them study several drawings. After they were shown new scenes and also asked, like, if they had seen them before. These scenes were different, but while they were different, they were also similar in configuration.
Ooh.
So, for example, like, there was an alley between a fence and a building in one of the first drawings, and then in the second one, there's an alley between a train and a train station. So... like, it's going to trigger that kind of, like, sense of familiarity, even though they've never seen that second photo.
Yeah.
And a lot of them reported as if the new scene was very familiar. So it made them feel deja vu without actually experiencing it.
Just because they saw those photos.
Yes.
That's crazy. And I will just say, the human mind is so amazing. It's not perfect, but there's just so much that it's like, it was, I guess, a lot of like parachutes to save us, I guess. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, we think like we don't know everything, but we do, and we're always saving ourselves in the end.
Well, we definitely don't know everything. No, because that's what this podcast is about.
That's just like an egotistic thing, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Well, one of the.
Like, there's always a surprise, I get. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I don't know.
Ah, but I don't know.
Yeah, see? Put them up, yeah, see?
Is that from Popeye?
No, it's just like mine and John's thing that we do with each other.
Oh, because you're so damn special.
Oh, yeah, we're so damn special, you know. Like, very special. I'm surprised you didn't already know this. Okay. I hate Ariane so much. Hi, Chelsea. It's Chelsea's second cameo, except she had a speaking part.
She's doing laundry this time around.
You had a speaking part. You said, hey!
Yeah, she wasn't chowing down on a donut.
At 1:18 a.m.
Next time.
Yeah. So, the reason these people felt like the scenes were familiar was because people seem to have good memories for objects, but they're not good at retrieving a memory just based on configuration of objects. So, like, we can recognize the, like, way objects, like, are presented, but not the actual objects themselves, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So, and another thing I'd like to talk about with that, there's, like, this whole thought process where there's been, like, studies done where, like, someone will be helping someone out behind a counter, and they'll be like, hi, can I help you today? And they're like, yeah, I just need you to do this. And then they'll turn around, bend down to get whatever object they're supposed to get. And then when they stand up, it's actually a different person because it's a study. Like, but 9 times out of 10, people don't realize that a new person has stood up to help them.
That's a really good, like, what is it? I guess experiment is the word.
Because we met that person so briefly, we haven't actually made any connection with that person besides that they work at this counter, you know?
I have a funny story about that, actually. I don't know if I've even mentioned it, but I have 2 sisters that are actually twins. And it's funny because they're, like, in the middle. But anyway, whenever they were in high school, one was really good at math and one was really good in English. So they would switch name tags because we went to a secondary school, which is sort of like a private school, but everyone's kind of allowed to go there. Honestly, the only thing that's different is that you have to wear uniforms, and it's kind of catered like a British curriculum. But anywho, so they would do that often, and no one even had any clue that they were switching on and off. And like some days, like, Maureen would be like, you know what, I don't want to go to English. And then Colleen would, like, I don't know. Or Maureen, some, I don't know. I just think it's really interesting that no one even knew. But, like, if I was, you know, old enough to know what was really going on, I'd be like, why is, like, Colleen going to math or English class for Maureen, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just because I am aware. But I don't know. I just think that's an interesting
example. I mean, and that's like, the point where it's, like, it's such a brief connection with this person that you can't completely recognize this person. And it's not, like, they don't usually experiment with this type of thing. Like, they go down and then stand up, and now they're different. Like, they were a man and then stood up, and they're a woman now. Because that would be something that someone would pick up on.
Yeah, a drastic difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's usually, like, they go down and then stand up, and it's just a different man. And they might not look exactly the same or anything. They're by no means twins, but our brain hasn't had enough time to register everything about them. And we're not even thinking about the person specifically because we're just thinking about, you know, what we have to get done.
Right.
So,
'cause it's an errand at the end of the day.
Yeah. And so what happens is that, like, we're like, oh, okay, let me just continue going on with my day. And then some people will notice, but those are the more observant people.
Right, right. I don't think Quentin would notice. He'd probably say something in the car.
Yeah, if he did notice, he'd be like, was that the same person?
Am I just paranoid or crazy?
But this might be why we get the feeling, because no specific memory is triggered at that time.
Oh, boy. I like how yours is more memory-based, because I think now that I'm getting older and Boy, I have the shittiest memory.
She does.
I don't even remember really what I did yesterday, but I do know what I did yesterday because I have pictures and I have my reminders and I have so many people around me, and I think it just drastically got worse as I grew up because I'm always stressed out about something. There's always something.
And there's always something.
But Jenna's turn.
Yes, thank you. It's my turn. I wanted to give a couple examples of someone's extreme deja vu feeling. So I just kind of looked up, you know, like freaky experiences mm-hmm. with deja vu. And here's a few that I thought were interesting. I've experienced deja vu a couple of times when I was younger. And while that's certainly freaky, nothing beats its opposite. Jamazvu.
What?
I don't know exactly what that means. Which I experienced twice during a period of work-related stress a few years ago. On both occasions, I was driving in my car in perfectly familiar surroundings near my home when I suddenly had no idea where I was or where I was going. It felt like being
but I know it's not.
It felt like being instantly teleported to a foreign country. It only lasted seconds, but very creepy nonetheless. Until it happened, I had no idea this even existed. I wonder why that happened.
X-Files theme. Insert.
Several years ago, I woke up in my bed next to my now ex-girlfriend, and we had a conversation in fluent French. I got up and got in the shower, and as the water started running, I realized neither of us spoke French. When I got out and I asked her about it, she remembered it happening, but was as cute and confused as I was. I can't even remember what we talked about because I don't fucking speak French.
I wonder what they said. Zoobie zoobie zoo.
Okay. So this one's called A Dream So Real That It Must Have Happened. Which, I do feel like dreams are very similar to deja vu because...
I mean, that was my first... I guess connection to it is like I knew I dreamt these things and I'm experiencing them, so I could predict them right before it happened. If I had kept that dream in mind, because I don't remember my dreams either.
And I mean, like, I feel like that's part of the reason we experience deja vu is because, like, it's a sense of familiarity. Even if we haven't lived it, it's still there because we've dreamt about it, you know?
Yeah. I think, like I said, a lot of the experiences that we've been talking about, they're very human experiences. I don't know that if any other animals can really experience it the way that we do because we have, like, the cognitive consciousness, which that's the same shit I just
said
twice.
The word of the day is consciousness.
Right. Sponsored by the letter C.
Okay, so I had a subjectively long involved dream where I was a vendor in a fish market. I remember getting up early, dressing, and doing a whole morning routine, going to get tea, heading out to the docks, buying fish, and loading them in a cart, and going to get ice, and then haggling for ice, buying some less fresh fish while I was at it, and then going to the market to my stall and setting up and selling fish all day. That was a very long run-on sentence.
A dream, like a dream journal.
Maybe.
More than likely. Which I need to get one of those.
It felt, it was so real. I talked to my friends and smoked nasty cigarettes, haggled with customers, ate lunch, had tea, and just lived through the day. At the end of the day, I cleaned up, counted my cash, paid the stall rent, went home, cooked some fish I hadn't sold, sling with some veggies and rice I traded for. Okay, that sounds weird. I drank more tea, relaxed for a while, then drew a hot bath, soaked and smoked some more cigs, then went to bed. The next morning, I woke up refreshed, ready to go down to the docks to buy a fresh catch, except I was in my house, next to my wife. Truck parked outside, and it was a Saturday. No work. My wife and I were getting geared up to go skiing in Oregon, and the car was already packed. Weird thing was, in my dream, I was single. And a smoker. I'm not. And the whole long dream had been in fluent Chinese. The effortless kind of fluency that only comes from a lifetime of speaking it. Oh, and I had been Chinese. I'm a big, hairy white dude, somewhat fluent in Spanish, and I know a little bit of Russian, but I've never spoke Chinese. It was weird. I've never worked in a fish market. I wonder who I was, and I wonder who that was. So
that's really interesting. It's like they switched lives.
It's like experiences like that that would make the parapsychologist believe that it's related to past life experiences, which I think is very interesting.
I do too. That's crazy. Shit.
And it also relates to a very good anime movie called Your Name.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, and where they basically switch lives when they're sleeping, and they go through the whole thing.
The only thing I don't know is your name. That was, like, the whole thing. It was cute. I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's definitely a really interesting watch.
But in some ways, that was a past life experience he was experiencing because she was already dead. Spoiler!
That's so sad. That's why you don't fall in love, kids.
But that's just something I wanted to bring up, that, you know, it could be past life experiences that cause deja vu, but it also could be false memories, which we...
Or drugs.
Drugs, probably, yeah. Drugs can cause a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do drugs.
But support your health. Here, what is that they say? Support your local drug dealer. It's like a joke, though. Don't actually do it.
We're not sponsoring any drug dealers. We don't do drugs.
No.
But anyway, so I can't remember what I was talking about.
Oh my god, déjà vu. No, I'm just kidding. I know what it is. But yeah, that was really good. I like that ours, like, connected, but they were, like, cousins, you know.
Cousins, not twins. That's all we ask for.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it for today. You can tune in next Monday for a new podcast.
I hope you guys really liked it. I could have said more, but I do want to make this a twofer, just because there's so much you could really say. Or I guess I could really say. And I know that I could say.
If you guys have any ideas or, like, suggestions on topics that you want covered.
Or even just to critique us or rate us, please do so.
Just please give us attention. We really like attention.
I need reassurance.
We need to know that people are listening to us besides our family, because that's really sad.
Yeah, and they give us a whole lot of shit.
Except for, I mean, Chelsea's always like,
I love it.
And she's like, I listen to your podcast. And
I think it's only for her cameos. Which, should I do that too?
Well, Quentin doesn't even listen, and he's, like, cameoed in here. So.
I know. I'm going to make him listen. He's going to listen.
All right. So, follow us on social media, guys. And yeah, you just totally heard the social media. Which Ariane finally actually heard the recording of me saying that. Shepherd Shalyansh Prishish. And it's so bad.
Time cat. It was so cute. I was so drunk. I broke a glass that night.
Yeah, and...
But Quentin did it, too. It wasn't just me.
Don't blame it on Quentin.
No, it wasn't just me.
And that's what happens in the Figgy household when we're having a party, you know.
You know.
But anyway, follow us on social media.
Instagram. Podcast?
You totally said that wrong.
But I don't know. Dot podcast.
You can also find us on Twitter at... But I don't... Or... Sorry.
You totally said that wrong.
Well, I'm going to edit the shit out because I don't know how to edit. So I'm going to make you look stupid and not me. You can also find us on Twitter at ButIDK Podcast.
You can find us on Facebook at ButIdon'tKnow at ButIdon'tKnow.podcast.
You can also find us at Podomatic.
But I don't know. Podcast. But there's a slash between the no and the podcast. Like a hash or whatever, what do they call it?
But I was just going to say, you can just look us up
there. You can just look at it.
You can also look us up on Spreaker.
SoundCloud.
Buzzsprout.
Podcast.com.
Wooshka.
Anchor.
CastBox.
And iTunes.
Look up But I Don't Know Podcast. Rate and review us. Tell us you
really
love us.
Know.
Don't say mean things because we'll cry. We cry all the time already.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
And you can also donate it to us on Patreon at patreon.com/ButIdon'tKnow podcast. We really appreciate any of the help you guys give us. Yeah. Even just letting us know you're listening.
That would be really cool. Oh, and then shout out to Remy.
Yeah.
He's been supporting. He's our number one noodle. We appreciate
that support. And I've known him since, like, elementary school. But, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. It's the little things, really.
And I forgot to mention, you can also email at us.
Email at us?
Shut up. You can also email us at, but I don't know, .podcast@gmail.com. We want to hear all your suggestions. We want to hear what you guys are thinking. And we just don't want to hear you bitch at us, because that's our job.
Thank you so much again for listening to another episode of
But I don't know.
Woo!
Bye, guys!
An hour.